This is our fourth and final episode in this podcast series on David the Warrior. Turn to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verses 1 and 2 read, "Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, the Spirit of Yahweh spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." David's last words. How is David described here? He's the son of Jesse. He's the anointed of the Almighty. He's a sweet psalmist. The chapter continues and lists David's mightiest soldiers, but it only hints at David being a warrior. Doesn't that seem odd? It only hints. Or maybe it seems fitting. The next chapter, chapter 24, describes David's purchase of a piece of land that would soon become the Temple Mount. A parallel passage is found in the book of 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 6 through 10, record a conversation between David and his son Solomon. "And he called for Solomon his son and charged him to build a house for Yahweh, the God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of Yahweh my God. But the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give him peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." David was a man of war, and yes, there is a time for war. However, at the end of his life, David looked for and longed for peace. He knew that peace would come when his son established his kingdom. There's another son of David, Yeshua HaMashiach. Before he establishes his kingdom on earth, there will be wars and rumors of wars, and after he comes, he'll lead his armies into battle, but the result will be a time of true peace. David was a great warrior, but perhaps his greatest and ultimate purpose was peace, which will be established by his son, the Prince of Peace.